On our program today, we are visiting with Boone School Superintendent Dr. Julie Trepa.
Good morning.
Have you back here.
Yeah.
189, huh?
Yeah, 189.
If they meet.
Pending, completion of the graduation requirements. But 189 graduating this year.
That's okay.
Exciting.
Yeah, that's exciting. The downside mm-hmm. is, how big a class are we expecting?
Yeah, not 189. That's the challenge.
Still working on it.
Yeah, we hope lots of families continue to move into Boone because we continue to decrease in enrollment, so...
Got to have those numbers up, and that's been one mm-hmm. of our challenges for the Boone District.
It is.
Well, not just here, a lot of districts,
yeah.
Just loss of enrollment.
Yeah.
So we'll keep at that. Anyway, graduation's mm-hmm. going to be indoors.
It will be indoors in the gym. So I believe that all of the families have received the number of tickets, and I think I'm not sure the deadline's on when they have that, but I know they have a second mm-hmm. round, so that if there are families that don't need all the tickets, they can readjust so that try and make sure that everyone can be present. But we have overflow as well in the cafe and in the auditorium. So
staff is ready.
We are. Okay. We're absolutely ready.
And it's coming up here fairly soon.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend, so a little later than normal. So,
well, it wasn't our fault.
It was not the calendar. It was not our fault.
It's the August 23rd start date.
Yep.
Is what it is. Anyhow, we get through all of that, and once again, I think at least, I'm pretty sure they feel that everybody's going to get their requirements in there, or they'll get them.
We're pretty confident, yes.
Do you have a couple? Do you know that? Did they get their associate degree?
I know we have some. I just don't know how many.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So happens every year.
Yes, it does.
We've been pretty fortunate. Again, that's part of the opportunities you have students that can take.
And they can take their college credits. Yeah, to have students achieve their associate's degree in addition to a high school diploma. That gives them a big head start on some of their future plans. So, and then many, many, many students who have a number of credits toward that associates as well. So,
I think I talked to a couple that were like more on the engineering side of things. They're like way ahead of the game.
Absolutely.
So. Well, we did have a regular board meeting was held last night. Let's talk a little bit about the staffing because you have... I saw a new high school math teacher in there.
Yeah.
But we got Cindy Bassett.
Yes. She's our new director of student services coming to us from Gilbert. And we're really excited to have her and have her joining our team July 1.
So she'll be on. Again, this is one. Obviously, we had Pam, Dr. Stenglund was in there. She took a higher position as a superintendent.
Did. Yeah. She'll be superintendent of, two shared districts. So shared superintendent. So, we needed to fill that position. And
you took a look at it, too. Is this practical? Do we need this?
We absolutely. So as we have with every position, we've looked to see if it's necessary to replace, if there were opportunities to decrease or attrition in any way. But that job is complex and encompassing. We really came to the determination that position needed to remain as it was. What is helping, though cost-wise, is that we are able to use some AEA money that we didn't receive before to help pay for that position. So it's like having a cut that we're able to accomplish. So we're able to get the same services with less money now. So that's also played a factor into maintaining that position.
Okay. And again, important for our district, director for student services.
Director of student services is basically responsible for anything that's not general education. So whether it's talented, gifted services, English language learners, special education, there's a wide variety of responsibilities. So keeps busy.
She really, Cindy really has a background. I think Pam came up more out of special ed.
She did.
But
even Cindy has had several experiences that have helped prepare her for this position. And so we're really looking forward to her leadership and continuing to drive the initiatives. Mm-hmm. And we have a plan that we'll be approving in June for a special education plan. Just being able to take what we've started because Pam entered that position. Yep. It was a new position. And be able to continue on with the things that we've started. So we're excited about her experience with multi-tiered system of supports. Mm-hmm. And again, just the level of leadership that she's been able to demonstrate in her career thus far.
It'll be fun. July 1, she starts.
July 1.
Mm-hmm. We also have, again, you do have a number of new new staff that
we
you've
do.
Hired, certified staff.
Yeah, but I'm going to knock on wood right now because we are fully staffed. Feel very, very fortunate with that. Fully staffed with our teachers. So our certified staff that have either retired or taken other positions, we have had opportunities to fill those positions.
Get it all taken care of. Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, well, we know, again, some things may happen here as we get in, but bottom line is at least if you got them in, got
that's
all
right.
your staff signed, we'll keep them.
That's a big accomplishment, yes.
Well, we did have last night a couple of different things to talk about, and since artificial intelligence is big, that was a
it
big
is.
Part of the meeting, AI, and again, people hear about it and they're going, it's an well, it's been around for a while. Students, obviously, they're pretty savvy. They pick
Absolutely.
Up on things like this fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. The big thing is Jill Janes put together a committee and said, we need to be prepared. We need staff to be prepared, and we need to know how to teach it to students.
Absolutely. So as you know, in the last couple of months, we had adopted some board policies also to establish the policies that we want to stay within the parameters in which we want to utilize AI. I think people don't even realize how much they use it in their own world. So any of the predictive, like even when you're texting and it's predicting what you're going to text, that's AI. So it really is everywhere in our lives. And so it's really important that we not only teach our students, but our staff how best to utilize and to be critical thinkers when it comes to AI to ensure that we're utilizing it efficiently as well as responsibly, because not all AI is created equal. There are some tools that provide better protection privacy-wise than others, and so that's what Jill and Levi talked about last night, was ensuring that we're utilizing the tools that protect our student privacy and provide us with the information that we're really looking for.
I think the committee, they said one of the first things was the statement about beliefs for AI. Mm-hmm. It's here, it's going to stay. And then the bottom line is we need to be prepared to use it appropriately.
Absolutely.
And teach it appropriately.
And students that choose to go on educationally in their academics past high school are going to learn that it is utilized at the collegiate level. I learned that through my dissertation. So AI really is something that we want to make sure we're teaching how to utilize it and to do so responsibly.
And again, there are the other part. There's the belief there's benefits to it. But there are also risks. So,
I think the biggest myth is that people believe everything that AI comes up with, that it's accurate, and it's not. So the question came up, how do we know when students have used AI? Well, some of those happen because they haven't looked to ensure that the citations, for example, were accurate. A lot of times they'll provide citations that really go nowhere. So there are just a lot of things that you need to be able to look at the information that you receive from AI and determine whether it's truly factually accurate or not.
All you got to do is see some of the things they put on social media. And, is
Absolutely.
That real or not?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to know how to go and check.
You just can't believe everything you see.
So, again, that's something. Now, is this policy or guidance? This is more guidance.
So this is the guidance. We put the policies in place the last couple of months, but these are more handbook types of guidance so that both students and staff know, A, which AI tools are allowed in the school setting, as well as kind of the guidance as to what to look for when in investigating different tools. Because just because we have, I believe Levi shared a list of 6 last night, doesn't mean we won't alter that list, but we put in place some guidelines as to what you should be looking for when you're going to make a recommendation to the district as to, hey, could we use this tool? Because there are, again, we want it to be aligned with the belief system. We want it to be aligned with the law and other regulations. So, Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it, and I just appreciate the committee's work on coming up with this guidance, because that's not an easy task.
And it's there. I mean, yeah. The bottom line is it's there, and people will use it, like you said.
They
don't even realize a lot of times they're using it. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be going. Now, do we have to have, like, when we have staff training and things like that, we're going to have to let them know.
Absolutely. We'll have training. We've had training prior to. We've done several sessions during different PD days and teacher quality days where it's been an option for teachers. Now we'll actually have some mandatory training that we'll do with staff so that everyone is fully aware of what they need to look for and, again, how to maybe make things a little easier for them sometimes. I think utilizing the tools to be more efficient can be of great benefit. So we want to help them see how this can be helpful to them and to their students, but also what to look for.
Yeah, keep in mind. Again, things change so much. One thing that did change, or at least the state's version of it, but the Boone District already had implemented cell phone policy.
Yep.
But now we had to update the policy really to coincide with
the state. We needed the policy to coincide with the law, so we did that. The law had certain requirements that needed to be in policy. We were allowed to make some more restrictive, which we did. Our K-8 students do not have the ability to have their cell phones during lunch and recess and during passing time. So that's just something that we changed
during school.
Yep, you just can't have them. But the 9th through 12th graders, it's just restricted during their instructional time at this point. So we made sure the policy matched our practice, but it was really more of a formality.
So you've been using it basically for a while. The Boone District has had these in place, these restrictions. Are there benefits?
The benefits that we see are that students talk to each other more. We see students that are happier. Those that are not on devices as much tend to be happier. That does coincide with the research that I've read. So we're really excited about, especially when the high school put this in place, we see a lot more conversation happening, even in the hallways and at lunch time, when they are allowed to have their phones because they've gone without them, so they've already been engaging with their peers, and they tend to do that more when that opportunity is there. So we've been excited about the changes we've seen thus far.
It's all about Portrait of a Graduate.
The communication piece is real. We need to be able to communicate not just in writing, but also verbally and with people that we don't always hang out with. So, yeah, that's all part of it.
We keep working at it.
Yeah.
We keep going. Let me see. There were a few other things. Well, we had the Scout, actually Scouting America now, as it's called, or Boy Scouts for the old people like me.
Yep.
But they did come. They did want to know if they could do some presentations for Cub Scouts.
Yeah.
Like many organizations looking to recruit.
Yeah.
Participants.
Absolutely. Board
got a good presentation from them.
Yeah, they did a nice job of kind of walking through what they do. It would not be interrupting any instructional time. It will happen during lunch. Just letting kids know what scouting is about. And I believe they talked about sending a bookmark when that would occur home so that parents would have the information. And they also talked a little bit about scholarship opportunities because
There is a cost.
And if the cost is inhibitive, they encouraged families to apply for the scholarships because they do make every effort to ensure that anyone who wants to participate can. They don't want an inability to be able to pay that fee to be a hindrance. So that was important to our board to hear as well. So they did give the okay to do that like they do in. We were the only school in Boone County not doing that thus far, so we are doing that now. Yeah. So,
and the one thing, like our board members asked, typically, do we have enough leaders? And they emphasize the training that leaders have to go through and the background checks.
Yeah, the background checks. There's very thorough background checks, and it's not just a one-time background check. They do require a lot of every annual check-ins with regard to people's backgrounds. And
it's like getting your continuing ed, you know?
Truly, yeah. And very thorough in their training. So they spent quite a bit of time explaining that to the board so that the board could feel comfortable that if this is something that's being promoted during the school day, that that's something that they could feel comfortable with.
And we want to emphasize boys and girls.
Boys and girls. It, yeah, for those of us that knew Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, that it was totally separate. Now Scouting America, that's one of the reasons for the change in the branding, is it's for boys and girls. So anyone that's interested would be able to participate. So they're just moving from being available during parent-teacher conferences, that's what we've done in the past, to being able to have the opportunity to talk to kids about what scouting is about. So,
and for those that wonder, Mid-Iowa Council, they're very upfront about issues that have happened in the past and how they're addressing it.
Absolutely. They also shared a lot of information with the board about that, which is why they emphasize the amount of background checks and yearly check-ins to ensure that it's a safe environment for students.
Well, we're going to have work on facilities done.
We are.
We
have
the
new roof.
The Franklin School.
Yeah,
really not only excited. The roof, but they're going to be doing some of the work around the gymnasium area up on the roof. Central States submitted the bid for it.
Yeah.
Just under $580,000.
Yeah.
And you're going, good bid.
We were very excited because we were anticipating around $900,000. So that was a significant victory for us to have something come in under the expected amount. So that does not happen often for us. So we were very excited that will maybe allow us to do some other maintenance projects earlier than planned.
Pretty sure Brian's got a list.
I will tell you the students have a list as well. So, yes.
They do. Well, anyways, that frankly, that was one of the projects. And that's one of the facility things that you had already known about. We are continuing to work with DLR to put together a kind of facilities plan, kind of waiting for Tim to get to be a little more involved.
Well, so we had one meeting with our facilities committee. We have another one at the end of May, but it will continue on as Tim Pizzetti comes on board. Mm-hmm. His first day is July 21. He did join us virtually for the first meeting since he's still on contract in Missouri, but that's something that we will continue with and trying to get our 10-year plan in place. As you know, we did a facilities assessment, so we know which facilities need the work in kind of what priority. In addition, the maintenance, like we chose to replace the Franklin roof because our facilities assessment said it was time. But that planning piece where our community will help guide what we do next is in process right now. So,
and there were a lot of red flags, I will say. I mean, first of all, the buildings and grounds building. And the bus barn.
The bus barn, the buildings and grounds.
These are some of the obvious ones out front.
Yeah, and I don't think people think about those things because they aren't places where students are, right? So, but they definitely have a lot of work to be done in addition to our outside athletic facilities have a lot of work, so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that, you know, and some people will say, well, you just got, you know, the ledges building and stuff. And so, but again, and I'm also looking at both Madrid and Ogden, both had, all of you had pretty well finished up some projects, but all of you are going through the facilities assessment. Again, putting together that plan, part of it is because of where your resources are, what dollars are available, and what can we use and when.
Well, and that sometimes changes, right, depending on the legislative sessions. So that's something we need to have a plan so that when we do have the resources available, we aren't having to figure that out later. We want to be proactive. And that's, again, one of the reasons why we're being very proactive in our maintenance efforts. We want to make sure that the facilities that were green, that looked good, that they stay looking good, that they're well-maintained, so that we can continue to focus on those areas that we know are in need of improvement. So,
May is Board Appreciation Month.
It is.
These are, and again, folks, they don't do this for the big bucks.
No, they do not get paid. Fun fact. It is purely voluntary. So I think it surprises me how many people don't realize that, but it's because some states do allow payment to board members. But in the state of Iowa, it is a voluntary position. So they volunteer their time to dedicate to the students of Boone. So just took some time at last night's meeting to recognize them publicly and acknowledge the amount of time and effort that they put in to doing the best that they can for our students.
And your board takes time to do their homework, their study.
Yes, they do.
I mean, they do study. I got to say, I think most of them do around us, do a pretty good job of doing those, keeping up with the school board associations. So.
Absolutely. And I think just as we expect our staff to train, we're lucky that our school board model the continuous learning. They have won awards the past 2 years mm-hmm. for that outside learning that they do, that they go above and beyond for. So we're very fortunate to have board members that understand how important it is to stay up to date on what their role is as a board member and how they can best do that job. So just appreciate them so much. So if you have an opportunity to see anyone out and about in the community that's a board member, please thank them, because it is a pretty thankless job.
Well, and everybody trusts their young people to the school. And,
absolutely.
And the board wants to make mm-hmm. sure that they're being all receiving the best.
So. Absolutely.
And again, when they look at the tough budgets that you've mm-hmm, had, those are hard choices to make sometimes.
They're very difficult choices. And so, yeah, we just very much appreciate their focus on students and continuous improvement for our school district.
That's for your Boone School Board members.
Yeah.
Well, all of them. Again, any school board member that's spending the time to do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Got to say thank you for them. Graduation coming up on Memorial Day weekend. Otherwise,
yep. mm-hmm.
hopefully no special meetings before then. She's thinking.
Well, we have our work session next
okay.
week, and I'm hoping that we'll do a special meeting to approve contracts. We still have contracts to approve for our support staff and administration.
We'll get it done.
But that's okay. Just it's part of what you have to do in the spring.
I said, this time of year, this is our last planned regular school board meeting.
It
so
is.
Everybody's
it is.
Getting to,
mm-hmm.
so, and away we go.
Yeah.
And we will be having some summer school activity where
yes.
students will be doing some credit recovery mm-hmm. and things like that. But
we'll have some credit recovery happening. We'll also have the lunch programs okay. at Ledges and at the high school like we have in the past. And so there's
going to ask
there
about
some information
that
came out about
do?
That. Mm-hmm. Oh, so we're okay. able to continue that. Breakfast and lunch when
okay.
Both at Ledges and at the high school. So
it'll
those
be there.
Are the locations, yes. And we often have books that are there so that if you'd like to read, we encourage that as well. So
we like literacy. Yes.
We do.
All right. Julie Trappa, Boone School Superintendent, our guest on our program. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.